This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
So this week we have Amanda Verco, who has a very long job title, General Manager Strategy and Customer, and also Deputy Chief Executive. So morena, Amanda.
Morena.
And so you're going to be telling us about how people stand for Otago election to Otago Regional Council in the upcoming local body elections.
Correct.
I guess the beginning of that is why would somebody stand to be a councillor on Otago Regional Council? Why is it important?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Rob. And so, yeah, of course, with local body elections every 3 years, it's a really, really important time where we're looking for candidates to stand across local government, across New Zealand. But for us today, we're here to talk about Otago Regional Council. The regional councils have got, you know, we're in a unique position where we've got larger boundaries than our district and city neighbours, so we cover the whole of Otago, which means we can tackle some of those big environmental challenges that don't work to the boundaries. Our vision set by councillors is that our environment and communities are healthy and connected, kia ora ki tai, from mountains to sea. So standing for Otago Regional Council means you could be working on anything from environmental management to natural resource management to public transport and also safety and resilience, so responding to disasters or emergencies, rain events like we're seeing up north at the moment as a critical function of regional councils, and also flood response and flood monitoring. So it's a really diverse range of activities. So really, really interesting for people around Otago who want to stand for our council.
And important stuff as well, of course.
Yes. Yeah, look, really important. And, you know, I think like all local government, it's sometimes not easy to see it right in front of you, exactly what you're getting and what's being delivered, but super important when particularly, you know, when you look at flood response and natural disasters and rain events, when that stuff's happening, we are in there supporting communities, supporting infrastructure, helping people respond. So it is really important.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, that's the environment we all live in and has an effect on our health and well-being and our enjoyment.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So if somebody wanted to stand, how would they go about doing that?
Sure thing. So we have a huge amount of information on our website at the moment under our, so www.otago.org.govt.nz is our website. There's a whole lot of information under our elections page, which has all the information you need to work through the various steps. There's a candidate's handbook that has all the really technical detail, but we've also got a really friendly team. So our elections officer is Anthony Morton from an elections company. His details are there. We've got a team, our governance team, our chief executive, myself, we all would be really happy to answer any questions. There's also, actually this evening, this is very good timing, the DCC is hosting a candidate's briefing this evening. And that is a good opportunity to come along and hear about what you need to do to consider standing. And all the details for that are on the DCC website and our website.
Yep, and I'll share them after the slot as well.
Perfect.
So well, we've got that candidate information evening this evening, but what are the other dates? When do people have to have made up their mind?
Yes, yeah, so nominations, it's getting to the really important stuff. So nominations open tomorrow, Friday the 4th of July, and then they close on the 1st of August at midday, 12 o'clock noon. And so it's a really hard cutoff date. So if you're considering it, if you're thinking about it, I'd really encourage you to do that thinking now. Get all your paperwork in order, get your nominators in order and get that application in early, so there's no last minute frazzled activity.
Yeah, and so you. What skills do you need to exhibit in order to be a counsellor? What are the actual tasks and thinking that needs to be done?
Yeah, so good question. I mean, in terms of qualifications, there's no formal qualifications needed. You need to be a New Zealand citizen and you must be enrolled to vote. But that's it in terms of formal stuff. What our councillors do is really mixed and varied. So, you know, governance experience is always going to be really helpful around the council table in terms of the formal reviewing agendas, making decisions, working within that governance environment. But our councillors are also out and about in the community really regularly, either at public meetings or talking to constituents or working alongside volunteer, planting days or different projects. So that ability to understand, you know, community connections, knowing your community, understanding where some of those issues might be is also a really helpful background to have.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get nominated then what?
Yes, so you need to be nominated by two people. They need to reside in the constituency that you are being nominated within. So Otago Regional Council has five constituencies. We have the Dunedin constituency, we've got the Moeraki constituency, which is North Otago. We've got the Molyneux constituency, which is covers Mosgiel and Clutha in West Otago. We have Central, and then we have the Dunstan constituency, which covers Central Otago and Queenstown Lakes and the Upper Lakes. We've had a representation review this year, which means in the previous election we had six councillors in the Dunedin constituency and three councillors in Dunstan. Due to huge population growth in Central Otago and the Upper Lakes, this year there's five elected members being elected in Dunedin and four in Dunstan. So our council decided to move one of those councillors to the Dunstan area. And I think I might have just said there were five constituencies, but there's four as I've just worked through them. So apologies for that. So you get nominated. Once nominations close, all that information about candidates will be put up on the website. It will then be distributed to voters in the voting packs from mid-September, and votes need to be done by 11th of October. Midday is when voting closes, and candidates will receive phone calls normally late Saturday afternoon for the regional council as to whether they have been successfully elected or not. Sometimes it's a little bit too close to call because the special votes take a little bit longer to be counted. So it can take a couple of days if it's really close. And then those official results are published about a week later. And then we kick off for the new trainium. So we'll have an inaugural council meeting. And for ORC, that inaugural council meeting is where our chairperson is elected by the 12 elected members. Unlike district and city authorities where the mayor is an elected position, for regional council, the chairperson is voted on by the group. So that's a really important first step. And then we're away laughing.
Yeah. Excellent. And maybe the biggest question, do councillors get paid?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, they do get paid. Councillor pay is set by an independent authority called the Remuneration Authority under legislation. So that's not something that we do ourselves or staff do. Or the chairperson for this trainium was paid $158,000. So that is seen as a full-time job. Our deputy chairperson was paid $88,000, and our councillors, who all have co-chair roles, they were paid this trainium $67,000 approximately. So that is the current remuneration rates. They are likely to change going into the new trainium because the Remuneration Authority has been reviewing that REM, and they do that annually. So there's usually an annual adjustment.
Yeah, excellent. And so is there anything else you think we need to know about standing for election to Otago Regional Council?
I think I'd just finish by saying, please don't hesitate. Anyone thinking about it, please don't hesitate to reach out and contact us. We're really happy to talk more. We're happy to answer questions. Our website's got a huge amount of information. And then my next thing would just be encouraging everyone to vote. because democracy is such an important part of our community and how we decide that community representation and how our voices are all heard. So voting is so important.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on. This is the Orson Morning Show and Talking Otago. I've been talking with Amanda Verco, who is General Manager, Strategy and Customer and Deputy Chief Executive at Otago Regional Council. Thanks so much, Amanda. That's been very enlightening and very clear message. If you're interested in standing, get in touch, find out what's involved and get on with it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the time.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.